And we're moving on to the march that was held on Friday, Respect March. It was organised by Respect Victoria, and it kicked off the 16 days of action against violence against girls and women. It's a global campaign, and you will realise the terrible statistic over the last week, which really underlines the need for social change. 6 women were killed in the last week by partner violence in Australia. That is just extraordinary, really. But here's a speech from Antoinette Braybrook, who was one of the opening speakers at the rally.
Our next speaker will be well known to many of you. Antoinette Braybrook has been the CEO of JIRA since it was established in 2002. JIRA is a place where culture is shared and celebrated, and where practical support to Aboriginal women and people who are experiencing or have experienced family violence is available. Please welcome Antoinette.
I acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation and pay my respects to their elders past and present. I especially want to acknowledge Aunty Joy Murphy for graciously welcoming us and allowing us safe passage on your land for this significant event. An event where we gather year after year to draw attention to how unsafe it is to be a woman in this country. Aunty Joy, I look to you for guidance. I thank you for paving the way and for your strength and courage and determination to stay the course, to keep fighting for long overdue recognition of our people so that others in this country might come to recognise and feel privileged to be standing on the unceded lands of the oldest continuous culture in the world. As a woman, an Aboriginal woman, I stand here today outraged that so far in 2023, over 50 women's lives have been violently taken, many by men who know them. At least 7 are First Nations women. In the last week alone, 6 women killed. This is a national emergency, an epidemic happening right here in front of us, not behind closed doors, and it must end now. I have worked on the front line of Aboriginal women's safety for 21 years, and I have only seen things get worse. The trajectory is all wrong. Today, nationally, our women are 32 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence than other women. And right here in Victoria, we are 45 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence than other women. This is unacceptable and despicable. Our lives diminished to a statistic. The Aboriginal women behind these numbers are not seen or inquired after, their lives not valued. Being a woman and being Aboriginal makes us doubly disadvantaged and unsafe. Every minute of every day, JIRA witnesses the tangible fear of our women facing not only their abuser, but the system and a society that has denied history and turned its back on our people. The system takes many forms. It purports to protect, but instead it targets, blames, punishes, and too often overlooks Aboriginal women and children's safety. Make no mistake, this is a violent system built on white privilege, dripping with racism. During this 16 days of activism, activate your activism and unite with us to amplify our voice, visibility, and messages to drive change. Show up and speak up every day of the year for women. Call out men's violence against women and demand that it end. Advocate with us, calling on government to invest in Aboriginal self-determination. Specialist Aboriginal community-controlled organisations have the solutions. Give us the resources to innovate with our services and programs designed and led by us. Stand up, step forward to address the abhorrent racism that exists in this country, racism that we as Aboriginal people live with every minute of every day, its prevalence finally revealed during what was to be an historic turning point for this country, but instead became a rejection of recognition and a refusal to listen. A deafening silence, destroying the hopes of Aboriginal people and many others. Agitate with us and call for structural change. Stop blaming our women for the violence they experience and stop punishing our women by taking their children. Today, Aboriginal children in Victoria are taken from their mums and their families at a rate far greater than at any time since white settlement. Shame. Family violence is a key driver. Advocate for investment into specialist Aboriginal community controlled organisations that support mums to escape the violence safely with their children. Advocate with us to call on the government to put an end to its harsh laws and order policies, misguided advice from those so-called system specialists and experts. It is unacceptable that Aboriginal women are being misidentified as perpetrators of violence, criminalised and then thrown into a prison cell. It is unacceptable that almost 90% of Aboriginal women in prison have experienced family and sexual violence. Prison is not a place to heal. Finally, JIRA asks that you join our campaign by getting active in this 16 days of activism. Keep an eye out on our social media for what's happening and what you can do. Get behind us in our calls for investment to establish and create our 21-year vision for an Aboriginal Women's Centre in Victoria, the first of its kind, a place where Aboriginal women can access critical services for their safety, a place where women can celebrate being First Nations women, and a centre that enriches the lives of all people in Victoria. You can show up at our event in Victoria Park in Collingwood on the 5th of December at 9:30. Flyers are being handed around and you can go to JIRA's socials to find out more. Come along and get active in the many activities on the day. Show us, starting today, that you are ready. Ready to activate your activism. Let's unite to prevent violence against all women. Now, let me hear you say yes when I ask you this question. Are you ready to activate your activism?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Are you ready to activate your activism?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're down at the Respect March that happened on Friday. And we're going to go to another speaker at that march. It's starting off the 16 days of global activism against violence against girls and women.
Jo Ball is an LGBTIQA plus advocate and the CEO of Switchboard Victoria. Switchboard provides peer-driven support services on a range of issues, including family violence for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, gender diverse, intersex, queer and asexual people, their families, allies and communities. Please welcome Jo.
Thank you. And I do want to acknowledge the welcome to country we got today, and that this is Wurundjeri land. I was also reflecting on the fact that, you know, I run two seven-day-a-week helplines for the LGBTIQA plus community, and I was working at Switchboard during the marriage equality postal survey. And my experience then of our community had a terrible time during that, and we ended up with a yes. And what happened to First Nations people? All of us, we've got to fight until First Nations people get a yes. There's so much violence in our world. There's violence in our homes, in our streets, in our workplaces, and there is war. The violence writ large. 2 months ago, we said one woman was killed every week in this country, and we yelled about that. But as of Monday, this week, six women have been killed. Six women in 7 days and counting. 2 months ago, we called it a crisis. Now, what do we call it? Perhaps we call it a national emergency. But I want to call it something else. I want to call it enough. And I want to call for all federal and state politicians to be on notice if they are not already on this issue. The time for inquiries is over. The 10-year plan at the federal level is written. Let's roll it out. No more equivocation. No more needs to be understood, but we must act. You know, the feeling that I'm left with was, what if family violence services were fully funded and they had to run GoFundMes for nuclear submarines? What if we gave the equivalent of tax-free tax cuts to women and people living in refuges, rather than giving it to billionaires? What if the next Prime Minister was Antoinette Braybrook? What if the next Children's Commissioner was Connor Powell, who we're going to hear from? But no, seriously, what if victim survivors were in these positions? What kind of country, what kind of decisions would be made at that level? So what if enough was bloody enough? So it's time to bin forever those inquiries into Aboriginal children, those trumped up inquiries that the Coalition has made up, and they made up after the referendum. And they need to take every single dollar they were going to spend on that inquiry and all the wages of people who suggested it, and they need to give it to JIRA, and they need to give it to Dadi Manwaro, and they need to give it to Elizabeth Morgan House, and they need to give it to Aboriginal Services. And if we're thinking about reallocating funds, How about we bin that inquiry into transgender kids that Maura Deming in this House and Pauline Hanson made at the federal government? And what if we took that money, that they're saying needs to be made into inquiries into children that only want healthcare? How about we took all that money and we actually gave it to sexual assault services in this state? Because it was on these very steps in March that a far-right activist, Posey Parker, was cheered on by neo-Nazis for suggesting that the crisis affecting women in this country was trans people. We all know that is not true. They are victim-blaming and they are divisive. In fact, the Trans Justice Project report, Fueling Hate, shows deeply concerning increases in online and in-person anti-trans hate and a rise in anti-trans violence. Stopping gender-based violence means supporting all people's gender expressions and identities. Stopping gender-based violence means safe and welcoming places for people to play sport, to practice their faith, to go to school, and to be anywhere they want in their communities. And to be themselves. Stopping gender-based violence means calling out gendered systems of power and oppression. And we need to stop violence in all its forms. Today we march together, for all of us, to stop the killing of all women and to end family violence for everyone. Every single person deserves to be safe. Every person deserves to be able to flee from violence, whether that distance is measured in kilometres or countries. Every person deserves to heal from violence. Every person deserves to be able to tell their story. Every person deserves respect. And respect is when we demand that enough is enough. Respect is when we stand shoulder to shoulder and reject the hate and division and those who want to make trumped up, and I use that term deliberately, trumped up divisive politics that put the blame on victim rather than on the real causes. Respect is when we feel in our hearts that my struggle is your struggle and that together we work for collective justice. And respect is not stopping till we end all gender-based violence. Thank you.